loses out with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, along with Fed Hill, www.fedhill.com, and rollerzone.com. www.rollerzone.com presents Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show CD Soundtrack Release Party, Saturday, December 15th, tonight, 9 p.m. Tonight, December 15th, 9 p.m. at Tommy's Lounge. Yes, I said Tommy's Lounge, 99 India Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 99 India Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 21 plus, get in for $10. Ages 18 and 20, get in for $15. Benefiting Providence Ronald McDonald House. Again, benefiting Providence Ronald McDonald House. Hosted by me, Derek Shapiro. Headlining from Providence, Rhode Island rap group, Fed Hill. R&B singer, Rolla. From Portland, Maine, rock group, The Bay State. Featuring from Boston, Mass, rappers, Jay Smooth, Octane, and Graphics by Design. From Providence, Rhode Island, Billy Malloy of rock group, A Murderverse. Rappers, Dante Martin and Fliz Emiltix and Mondo. Also, 70s, 80s band, neo-retro band. Appearance by Dave Pezza from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sponsored by Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Also, Fed Hill, www.fedhill.com. And RollerZone, www.rollerzone.com. Join me, Derek Shapiro, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join me for episode number 21. Yes, I said 21 next month, January 15th. January 15th at 8 p.m. debuting with rap group Meal Ticket back on here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And for the first time, rock group Alter Ego from Providence, Rhode Island, as well as featuring Phony Calls. Join me, Derek Shapiro, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 21. Now it's legal to drink.
Okay, that was right now here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Just sitting down right now. Just got my thoughts together over here because, you know, me on location, you know, it does get a little bit overwhelming, even for myself. And I created this, you know, thing.
Especially,
you know,
with those hay rides.
I'm sorry?
Especially with them hay rides.
I know, especially with those hay rides. I mean, you know, who does that? You know what I'm saying? But I do, I guess, you know. Right now, you know, I got to get some ice cream. So I'm in Ben & Jerry's right now, and it's so quiet in here at Ben & Jerry's. I want to find out why, because I'm doing my radio show. I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, a holiday rendition. And why is it so quiet in here? No one goes ice cream shopping in the wintertime?
It's like friggin' 20 degrees outside. Who the hell's going to go get ice cream?
I'm going to get ice cream. I should get ice cream. Wait, by the way, what is your name, by the way? You're Catherine?
Anything, they go for hot cocoa.
Why is it so quiet?
Chestnuts roasting on an open penis.
It's too cold out. But there's people know that actually cold warms up your body in the wintertime. People should have chocolate in the summertime. Am I right, Catherine?
I don't know.
Where are you from, Catherine? Are you from Cranston?
Yes, I am.
Do you go to Cranston West or Cranston East?
I went to West.
Me too. I graduated. West is best, East is least.
Congratulations.
What year did you graduate Cranston West?
2004.
I graduated back in 1996, so you do the math and how old I am, you know? And by the way, what is your name, by the way?
My name is
Chrissy. Chrissy! Wow, I like that. With a K or C?
With
K. K. Chrissy with a K. And are you a shopper? Are you a buyer? Or do you work here? Are you like, because you got over here?
I'm actually visiting.
You're visiting? Mm-hmm. Now, you must have friends over here, right? Oh, and this is your friend. Now, is this your friend? Who is this?
Katie.
Katie with a K or C?
With a K.
Okay, Chrissy and Katie. And Catherine's with a K? Oh, but just all the cuss down. So tell me, why do you think it's so slow over here? Do you think people don't want to buy ice cream in the wintertime?
No.
No.
Do you think it's too cold?
And are you going to buy ice cream for somebody for a present?
No.
What?
Yeah. Because, Dave, that was my gift for you, Dave. A nice ice cream.
Oh, Derek, hey, see, do they have the flavor Nut and Corn Crunch?
Nut and Corn Crunch. Do you have the flavor Nut and Corn Crunch?
I don't work here.
Oh, you know, what do you do here?
I work here.
Wait a second. Katie says that she doesn't work here. She just sells tickets for...
Garden City today.
You are from Garden City?
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't
So what the hell is she doing on the radio? Oh, get that bitch off.
And this is awesome. Now, do so, but the do so wants to know if you sell, what is it, nut and what?
Nut and Corn Crunch.
Nut and Corn Crunch. Do you sell that?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, I want to create a flavor and put like Derek Shapiro's specialty flavor, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's one batch of sucky radio hosts, two batch of annoying human beings.
I'm sorry, one batch of sucky radio hose.
Really.
What else?
Two cups of, I don't know, annoying human being and three parts crusty beard.
Two cups of human being and one cup of crusty beard. That's what he says. Okay, we're going to go back to the countdown of the seventh segment of 2007. I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And
that's
it
right.
Is Rola,
segue
my
out
wife,
of that.
Rola, who is an R&B singer from Providence, of course. Here, I'll lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Whoa.
December 15th. And this is my wife, Rola, and here you are. Okay.
All right, now we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, of course, with the motorcycles in the background. Get a nice air in the studio right before the Cotties come here. And we're up again with, of course, you all know her, my wife, Rola.
Why do you say it like you're constipated?
Because I am. No, I'm just kidding. Put the mic a little closer to you so you can so the audience could hear you.
Yeah, well... You say it like you're constipated. Stop digging.
Of course, River wants to be on the radio, too. Oh, River. Okay, now, welcome back, of course, okay? And now, of course, you're...
Oh, please, I've been on here before.
Yes, you have. But I never interviewed you here on White Noise Radio, of course. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I like the studio a lot.
Yes, yes. Now, of course... now, you're a sponsor, of course, of the AIDS Walk as well here on www.rollerzone.com.
Yeah.
And why did you want to become a sponsor this year?
Well, it's good to give back to, you know, the community and stuff like that. And I can't remember, but I heard a story about a friend of a friend that, you know, was going through, you know, with AIDS and stuff like that. So,
sure.
I don't know, it's just good to sponsor something that you believe in, you know what I mean?
And River does, too. River believes in it, too.
I guess he does.
Yes. Now, also, are you going to sing a few songs there? And tell me, what can people expect to hear, or will it be a surprise on June 3rd?
I'm just going to sing. It's what I was blessed to do, and
exactly.
I'm just going to, you know, do what I do best. And,
sure.
And, you know, people will... enjoy.
River, I think, is a little bit tired, but that's all right. We have our son in the studio, of course, me and Rola, husband and wife, of course.
Yeah, that's the best.
Yes. Now, you actually gave a sample on the Tad and Brian Show. I'm going to give props to them, okay, on WSNE 93.3 Coast
yes,
FM.
Yes, definitely.
Because last month, back in April, there was a breakfast going on in Newport Creamery they were doing. Mm-hmm. 93 cents breakfast. So I said, okay, we just got to go down there, you know?
No, and not just because of that, because you wanted to eat, too.
Yes, I wanted to eat. Big me, I wanted to eat. River, you know? Now, yeah. River, you can't touch the microphone now, River. Now, River wants to touch the microphone. Now, you're on the Tad and Brian Morning Show, okay?
Yeah.
And it was funny because... on the spur of the moment, you sung.
Right.
And they interviewed you, and they interviewed me as well.
Right.
And next month, when we do the AIDS Walk, I'm going to get Tad and Brian on my show, too.
Uh-huh.
Now, Rola, could you sing the song that you did for the Tad and Brian show? He's going to do it for the Derek Shapiro show, of course.
I'll sing that one?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the name of the song again?
It's called First Day, but this song, I give a lot of titles because I can't never remember the first one that I gave, but I just call it First Day, but anyway.
Okay.
First day I heard you said hello. I'm walking by and I looked at you with a smile across the world. Your eyes, my eyes don't lie. They tell a story like how God knows your soul. That eye contact was for real and what I felt was for sure. You can't tell me I'm wrong, 'cause what you did and said was strong. No, wait, no, you're the one. You're such in denial.
All right. Thank you, Rola.
Yeah.
Yes, Rola.
I can sing to you anytime, Doc.
Yes, you can. But now, but my audience, you know what I'm saying?
I know, I hear you.
Now, I have a question, Rola. What was it like? Now, this is the first time we ever did this. What was it like to sing at Newport Creamery?
It was awesome because, first of all, a big known name radio station put me on,
WSNE.
Which was WSNE 93.3.
Yeah.
And I had a crowd. They were enjoying their breakfast along with a side dish of Rola.
Yes. And of course, we saw the our good friend, the owner of New England Pest Control, Steve Goldman.
Right.
And Steve Goldman says we could take a picture of the top of the big blue bug anytime we want. You know, that's cool. And we saw Jim Tarakani from NBC 10 there. So I asked Jim Tarakani, he says, you can be on my show anytime you want, you know? Uh-huh. So, but anyway, we're going to be back with Rola. But first of all, pick out one of your favorite songs of yours.
Rock Band?
No. We'll do that later.
Okay.
But we'll pick out one of your favorite songs of yours.
Of mine?
Yeah, from the past.
Which one did I say? I think I did Diamond in the Rough.
Okay, let's do Diamond in the Rough. Okay, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Rola, Doc, just Rola.
Of course, my former co-host of the Derek Shapiro Show. Back in the day when we first started the Derek Shapiro Show, you used to be my co-host all the time. What happened?
The thing to do is just sing. I want to get out there and be recognized for my talent.
Yes.
Just like Beyonce and Christina Aguilera, but I want to work with them.
Sure, exactly. Which you will, Rola. I know you will. And let me ask you, you're doing a lot of touring now from city to city and state to state.
Thanks to my management. I got the best management in the world.
And who's that, if I may ask?
His name is, he used to be known as Scotty T, but it's Derek Shapiro on the
Yes. And what is it?
Also known as Doc.
Yes. Well, I do have a Doc. That's my nickname that she gives me. But I do have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What does it take to get a new audience interested in your music?
Oh, wow. That's,
When you go on tour to these states?
Singing, I guess. I you know, you never know, honestly. I have a lot of people who approach me, and that tells me that they're interested.
Okay, but what does it take, actually?
What does it take?
Yes.
What's
your style of getting them interested in your music when you go to state to state, new audience?
Oh, singing like no other, and, you know, you gotta move and let people, you know what I mean? It's almost like making... making love.
All right.
You gotta let them see that on stage while she loves her music, you know what I mean?
All right. Now you also write 99% of your songs, of course.
Yes.
Because not all of the songs you have written, but the 99% of the songs, tell me about the process it takes to write a song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically.
Well, when I live with a person, when you're married to a person like Derek Shapiro, of course, you come up with a lot of songs, and he gives you a lot of ideas. Also, my children gives me a lot of ideas, and, you know, everything around me, people, life in general. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure. And
sometimes my ideas come when I'm on the toilet.
All right. let's just flush that. No, I'm kidding. No. Okay. Now I have a question. So that's where a lot of the inspiration comes. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think? When do you think? Okay, Rola.
Mm-hmm.
I know, of course, our son over here wants you, but I have a question. Rola,
yeah.
When do you think we can hear a new CD from you after the songs are released from this mixtape, Obstacles?
Soon.
How soon?
Probably. I think my manager said next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So the beginning.
Well, knowing him, he'll probably want to push it by the end of this year.
so do you think beginning of 2008 or the end? What would you want it?
Probably the end of this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And please pick out a rock song for me now before we go. Before the Cotties Brothers come in here. Nick Ronna P.
Uh-huh.
I'm waiting. Okay.
Well, besides Red Hot Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses is one of my favorite rock bands. Yeah.
I don't know. You love rock.
I love rock.
Now, I know, but the audience didn't know it. But you're an R&B singer, of course.
Yeah, well, I just don't love R&B. I love rock. Okay. Rock, rock.
What song should we play by them?
Don't Cry.
Okay, you like that song, huh?
Oh, I love it.
All right.
Okay. Okay, Dave, I'm leaving Ben & Jerry's. They kicked me out finally. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. and www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Episode number 20, holiday rendition of Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show. And, you know, it's great. You know, I get this holiday feel over here. This is, you know, 10 days before Christmas. Haven't picked out a gift yet for Rolly yet. I picked out a nice gift for my mom at Chico's. You know, my mom, I think, will love it, you know.
What'd you get her? Some nice granny panties?
No, that's sick, Dave. That's sick.
Who the hell?
For my mom.
What?
For my mom.
Yeah, why not? Hey, Mom, here's some nice panties to pull up over your tits. Oh, wait, okay, she's probably going to listen to this. I'm going to have to edit that out, aren't I?
Oh, well, you're the producer. Okay, now, let's see, where am I walking to next? I don't even know where I'm walking to next. Oh, I'm walking to a coffee place over here in Garden City. I think they're giving out free coffee. It's Starbucks Coffee I'm walking to next. Here, I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, and it's nice over here in Garden City. Excuse me, are you going to have free coffee?
Yes, I am.
And free pastry?
Indeed.
Yes, well, you lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Typical Jew.
Of it.
Is it free? Hell yeah.
Guys, you know? Yes, and let me taste this coffee. I want to taste this coffee.
It's a Christmas blend.
It's a Christmas blend. Is it a Christmas blend?
It is.
What is your name, by the way?
My name is Christine.
Christine, another Christine. Now, is this sweet? Is this sweet?
It's a sweet and spicy.
Oh, sweet and spicy. I'm going to drink it now on the radio
sweet
now, okay?
Sweet and spicy.
Several different beans, so if I come back like so hyper to the studio, you know why, okay? All right, I'm going to taste it
now. I'll get the hose.
Yes. Gingerbread.
That doesn't make sense.
We'll bring out the flavor. They're doing our free gingerbread. So I'm going to drink the coffee now. I need a drum roll, please.
Today, Junior. That was a good drum roll.
Here's me drinking my coffee. Are you trying with the gingerbread? Put the gingerbread
the hell
in
was
the
that?
Coffee, I mean? Okay, I'm going to put the gingerbread in the coffee now. Okay?
You're just going,
I should put the gingerbread in the coffee. She's laughing. Why are you laughing?
Because you're a cuckoo clock.
Dave, she actually said I'm a cuckoo clock.
Hey, she's not far from the truth.
My producer says it's not far from the truth. This is good coffee with gingerbread. I'm going to taste the gingerbread now. Good gingerbread.
Excellent.
Oh, excellent gingerbread. That was good. All right. Now, Dave, to get back to the segment countdown of the year. The number six segment, okay?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, now what do you think it is? Okay, I'll give you a hint, okay? It's not Vinny Paz, but it's...
For Christ's sake. I don't know. The friggin' what's his name?
Peter Manfredo.
Yeah,
the
Peter
of
Manfredo.
The number six segment of the year. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com.
Maggot.
Okay, we're now back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com with boxer Peter Manfredo Jr. Welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. Actually, by phone, though. And now, where are you today, by the way?
I'm running a couple errands. I'm getting ready to go to training camp next Saturday.
Really? And where's your training camp?
Los Angeles, California, Wildcard Boxing Gym with Freddie Roach.
Really? And now tell me, you've been on the Contender, of course. That's where you got your fame from, right? NBC's the Contender. How did you feel to be on that show for the first time?
Well, I mean, going on the show was pretty tough. You know, obviously you're being filmed 24/7. But it was unlike reality boxing where... You know, you prepare for a fight, you prepare for a certain kind of fight or a certain kind of style. You know, you were living with guys, you didn't have your trainers. There were only 5 rounds. You're always used to fighting 12 rounds.
Right.
It was at a weight, 157 pounds, which at the time it was hard for me to make or maintain. And it was just extremely tough, but it was a surreal experience. I would never, you know, take it away. You know, I'm glad I did it.
Right.
I met guys like Sylvester Stallone. I've met Melody Griffith. I met Sugar Ray Leonard. I've met James Caan. I mean, all these movie stars, and it's a great experience to see how movie stars live and how the average person lives. So after the show, it was kind of hard to get back into reality, you know.
Sure. Now, tell me about your instant fame. I mean, was it weird for you that people actually went up to you and asked you for your autograph? And how did that make you feel?
It makes you feel good because it makes you feel like all the work I've done since I'm 5 years old is paying off.
Right.
You know, people appreciate what I do. I'm an entertainer. I mean, I go in there and I fight and I entertain people. They come, they buy tickets, they come to see entertainment. And, you know, I try to put on win, lose, or draw 100. I give 110%. So when people come up to me and ask for autographs and things like that, it just feels like that.
Right.
You know, they appreciate what I do.
Sure. And tell me about your experience about being knocked off to the Contender, then coming back on.
Well, that was tough. I mean, when I got knocked off the Contender, it hurt me bad because it was the first loss I had experienced, and you know, to a guy I thought I should have beat, and it was just tough. And when I didn't really want to come back when they voted me back because I wasn't ready to come back and beat these guys because I wasn't in condition. I couldn't make the weight. It was just tough. I didn't want to lose to somebody I knew I could beat again. But I came back and I sucked it up.
Yeah.
And I've made it to the finals. And, you know, it was a great, great experience.
Right. And now before the Contender, back in 2001, you actually performed, you actually boxed on ESPN, of course, right? With Jimmy Birchfield?
Right. I was promoted by Jimmy Birchfield before the Contender, and, you know, he was moving my career along great. I was ranked third in the world by the WBO. I was the current WBO world champion at 154 pounds. I was doing great, and I was on my way up. But the show came along. The more money was there, the fame, the popularity. So, you know, what I do this for my family. So getting on the show, making money, you know, I signed up for it. And thank you for Jimmy Birchfield for letting me do it. So it was a great thing, great experience.
Sure. And with that experience, you know, being trained by Jimmy Birchfield for the first time, am I correct? Your dad pushed you into that, right? Got you with Jimmy Birchfield, right?
Well, Jimmy Birchfield is a local promoter around here in Providence, and, you know, he's the one that was moving my career along.
And how nervous were you working with him?
What's that?
How nervous at first were you working with him?
With Jimmy, not at all nervous. Jimmy's a great promoter. He's not only a great promoter, he's a great guy. He cares about the fighters, so, you know, his job is basically to get you the fight, and your job is to win it. So.
Sure. Now, the first time you were on national television before NBC was ESPN, right?
Right.
And Sugar Ray Leonard sponsored it, right?
He might have. I've been on ESPN a lot of times before the show, but he might have been on that one, yeah.
And did you get to meet Sugar Ray Leonard?
I've met Sugar Ray Leonard before, but he really, you know, didn't know who I was, just high and by. But now if I go up to him, he knows who I am.
Sure. And what was it like for the first time boxing on national television for you?
Well, it was nice, you know. It was some notoriety. People got to see who I was, a local kid from Providence, Rhode Island. You know,
sure.
We're a small state, but it's nice to get out there and for people to see, you know, what we're about.
Yep.
And it was nice. So I got in there, and I did my job. I won, and that's it. It was just a great experience.
And of course, you probably met Vinny Paz before, right?
Right.
And what does he say about your boxing? Or what conversations do you have when you meet up with Vinny?
Well, you know, Vinny, I always looked up to him when I was a young kid, you know.
Sure.
He's five-time world champion, no matter what he does in his press. It doesn't matter. I mean, the guy accomplished a lot in the boxing game. And no one knows how hard it is to do what we do unless you do it. So he was one of the ones that started with nothing, and he ended up, you know, being a five-time world champion. So when I look at him, you know, I see what he accomplished, and he comes and he sees me. I'm actually good friends with him, and
sure.
You know, Vinny tells me I got what it takes to make it. So, you know, it's nice hearing that from a former world champion.
Sure. So you, do you ever both hang out together or go out, you know, and out of the night, you know?
Well, not really. I'm not a big night person. I'm a family man. You
sure.
know, me and Vinny live different lifestyles. You know, I got a family. I got three kids.
Sure.
You know, he really is not married or anything like that. So, you know, I kind of stay home. I'm a family man. I do what I have to do, and I
sure.
fight to make money. Me and Vinny fight for two different reasons. Vinny fought for the fame. He fought for being a champion. He
right.
fought for things like that. He didn't care about the money. Me, I fight for the money because I fight for my family. I put food on my family's table, and that's what I do it for. I don't
sure.
care about the belt. I don't care about the fame. I don't care about anything
like that. Oh, yeah. I'll be a little shorty in the mood.
Ladies in the house, throw your hands up, hands up. Ladies in the house, show them what's up, what's up.
up.
Bending over, pick it up. Girl, you got a dumpster. It's 2 a.m. partying. Shit's crazy. Shorty's in this bitch. I know she wants it. I can tell from that look when you're licking your lips. Like, where the work at? Yeah, let me work that. Let me hurt that. Let's move, girl, move. Players in the house. Who's buying the bar? Put your money in the air. Say, fuck tomorrow. I'm getting laid tonight. Shorty hit it tonight. We came to party. Shorty, move that body. Go. In my position, I know where it's at. On the map, I'm the spot where the globe be at. From the deep blue sea to the mountain caps. You wanna ride with a winner, hop in my lap. Oh shit, here we go, cameras are rolling. Time's ticking and my phone is glowing. Drinks in my hand and these girls are smoking. I might die tomorrow, I'ma let it all out now. All my girls all across the world, get down to the floor, shake what your mama gave you. I wanna see those hips, those thighs, backside get wild, just move to the music. Tell the bouncer he better get ready. Two more drinks and my ass gets crazy. We in the spotlight, stars shine bright, and now I'm the biggest thing in the gallery tonight. What? Shorty's in this bitch, I know she wants it. I can tell from that look when you're licking your lips. Like, where the work at? Yeah, let me work that. Let me hurt that. Let's move, girl, move. Players in the house, who's buying the bar? Put your money in the air, say fuck tomorrow. I'm getting laid tonight. Shorty hit it tonight. We came to party. Shorty, move that body. Go.
Grab my buttocks, baby. I will do the same. Just squeeze it tight for me. I love it when you feel so complete. Will you caress me down, babe? Put a head in and touch my skin. It's sex music to me. When you're feeling up on me, should I wrap my arms around you? As you pull me close and we dip, I love it like that, oh yeah. I'll be a little shorty in the mood.
Players in the house, throw your hands up, ladies in the house, show them what's up, bend it over, pick it up, girl, you got a dumpster, it's 2 a.m., partying, shit's crazy, shorty's in this bitch, I know she wants it, I can tell from that look when you're licking your lips, like, where the work at, yeah, let me work that, let me hurt that, let's move, girl, move, players in the house, who's buying the bar, put your money in the air, say fuck tomorrow, I'm getting laid tonight, shorty hit tonight, we came to party, shorty move that body, go.
Reality Resource Music Management, Ambitious Records, as well as Audio Liquor Entertainment presents Rolla at Club Octane at 731 Airport Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, 731 Airport Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. Hosted by me, Derek Shapiro, from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Cost is 3 canned goods to benefit the Salvation Army. Yes, I said 3 canned goods to benefit the Salvation Army. Doors open at 9 p.m. and show starts at 10 p.m. with open mic Tuesday, December 18th, 2007. Yes, Tuesday, December 18th, 2007. Featuring Rhode Island rap groups Fed Hill, Meal Ticket, and Rhode Island rapper Dante Martin. From Boston, Mass., rappers Jay Smooth, Octane, and Graphics by Design. Sponsored by RollerZone, www.rollerzone.com, and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.DerekShapiroShow.com.
And we're back. That was Mondo featuring Rolla, number 6 song of the year. Shorty Moves over here. Right here in Garden City, Cranston over here. And I'm just tasting different things. Oh, they got one other thing for sample. Here, stop. I can't leave stop until I taste another thing. What is this called?
It's a snowflake brownie.
Snowflake brownie. Am I a snowflake or what, Dave?
No comment?
No comment. Okay. Oh, this is awesome. Awesome. Awesome here. Okay, I just need
that. Yeah, you stuffed that brownie. Stuff it good.
I did. That was good. This is awesome. What do you have at the studio? Are you eating anything special, too?
I just had leftover turkey.
Oh, just leftover turkey. You know what I put on my turkey? I put on mayonnaise.
Quick question, Derek.
Yes.
You're Jewish, right?
Yes, I'm Jewish. Hanukkah.
So what the hell? Why are you so festive about the holidays?
Because I celebrate Hanukkah and you're going to have that Christmas spirit. It was my wife's celebrating.
Are you getting a dreidel this year?
I'm getting a dreidel and my kids celebrate Christmas. So. I love the holidays. Ooh.
So you kind of like, you're a confused Jewish man.
I'm on the radio, guys. You're on the radio. I'm going to lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. I'm in Williams, Sonoma. And hello, what is your name? Your name is Chef Rob?
Right, Chef Rob.
And you cook pancakes?
Cook pancakes here for demo.
And do you think this pancakes are better than IHOP?
I make no comment on that.
You make no comment, okay. Is it better than Denny's?
No comment.
No comment on that. But I want to taste this pancake live on the radio. And
taste
and
pancake.
I'll taste that pancake now, Dave. This is awesome.
Yes, you pancake that pancake.
I'm sorry?
You pancake that pancake.
I'm going to pancake this pancake. I'm going to have it right now.
I don't even know what that means, but that's...
Now, I'm going to take a little slice of this. Let's see, with a fork over here. In Williams-Sonoma in Garden City for the holiday, I have a pancake. So you sell pancakes over here?
No, we don't sell pancakes.
So what is... Oh, they sell the mix over here, Williams-Sonoma. They don't sell the pancakes, just the mix. This is so good. You should open your own restaurant, Chef Rob. Are you a chef by trade?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Do you know Chef Paranoa from NBC 10?
Oh, yeah, I know who he is.
You know who he is. This is awesome. I'm supposed to have him on my show, but I lost my wife's cell phone with his interview on it. So, okay, Dave, let me get back to the countdown of the segments, okay?
Yeah.
The number 5 segment of 2007 is, I have my show, is 3 furniture guys from Providence area. Who do you think it is?
Bob? You have Bob's Furniture Superstore here?
No. Let me ask you, Chef Rob knows. Do you know who 3 furniture guys from Rhode Island is?
Oh,
the Hardy Brothers.
Yes, yeah. I have them on my show. That's the number 5 segment of the year.
Nairobi.
On the Eric Shapiro Show. Nick, Brian, Pete Cardi from Cardi's Furniture here on the radio.
Now we are back with Nick, Ron, and Pete Cardi from Cardi's Furniture, of course. And the reason, of course, you're here today is because of the AIDS Walk, of course, we're all involved in. Please tell me how and why you guys became involved with this.
Well, it started 20 years ago. We were there day number one with a team from our stores. We had people within the company that wanted to get involved. We thought it was a great, great cause. It affects everyone. No one person is affected by this. No one group of people is affected by this. It just affects the entire population, and we felt as though it was a great way to get awareness out there, because there are a lot of people had false impressions of what this disease is or was,
right.
And feels though we've come a long way in the past 20 years, so we're very happy to have been involved and still involved.
Sure. And now at different events, you bring your lookalike costumes with you. Did you ever get a chance to go in the costumes yourself?
I've only done it once. That's a tough task, but the costumes are fun,
mm-hmm.
but you need to be a little bit smaller. I'm not a big guy, but they still need to be a little bit smaller sure. than me. But they do a great job. They have sure. great personalities. They get along with the people great. The kids love them. They have a lot of fun. But I'm a little too claustrophobic.
That's fine. how exciting is it to speak with your customers so close at events like this and giving back to the community?
It's great to be out with people, whether we're here today recording the show and get to talk to customers that are just walking down the street, people in the stores, or at events. The AIDS Walk is a wonderful time to talk to people. A lot of people show up for the event.
Right.
You mentioned your lovely wife's going to be performing there, so she'll get to be out with a lot of people. And when you just get everyone out together, out in the in nature, so to speak. At least we're outside. I don't know if we're out in nature in the woods,
sure.
but at least we're outside.
Yes.
It really has that communal spirit that really helps us all know that we're part of the same, the same society, that we have to help each other.
Exactly.
And it's just a wonderful experience. So for everyone to come out and support the cause is a great thing. We've been doing it for many, many years since the beginning. But until you experience it, you don't know. So you really got to just get out there and do it.
Sure. And, of course, people can pick up a copy of the pledge forms at all the Cardi's locations, of
Yes,
course?
We have them at all the locations. Swansea, Route 2 West Walk in South Attleboro, also in South County and in Fall River.
Awesome.
They can also go to our website or the AIDS Project Rhode Island website, and for details and information is on both sites.
Sure, and your site is www.cardis.com?
Correct.
Awesome. And of course, the AIDS Project, www.aidsprojectrhodeisland.org. So,
correct.
Yes. All right, well, I do thank you guys for being here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show once again. And
thank you. Thanks
yes.
for having us.
Thank you.
And before we go today, we're going to be playing one more song. Here's a new song from Mondo off the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack. Here's Leaving Home Tonight. Roll this favor.
Stay here. of my life. Goodbye home, I'm leaving you tonight. I can't live like this no more.
Join me, Derek Shapiro, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join me for episode number 21. Yes, I said 21 next month, January 15th. January 15th at 8 p.m. debuting with rap group Meal Ticket back on here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And for the first time, rock group Alter Ego from Providence, Rhode Island, as well as featuring Phony Calls. Join me, Derek Shapiro, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 21. Now it's legal to drink. Rollerzone and Derek Shapiro Show charities. www.rollerzone.com and www.derekshapiroshow.com. Charities benefiting the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, Project Bread, AIDS, and American Heart Association, as well as Ronald McDonald House, and more. For more info, go to www.rollerzone.com and www.derekshapiroshow.com. Managed by Reality Resource Music Management. You can also email them at realityresourcemusicmanagement@yahoo.com.
Okay, we are back here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Counting down the 12 big segments of 2007, of course. Counting down big songs of 2007 as well. You just heard Mondo, Leaving Home Tonight. Number four segment we're going to get to in just a second. But first, I'm going to interview. I'm on the radio now. Oh, she shook her head here. No, she's not on the radio. Okay, let's see if I get somebody on the radio. Oh, that pancakes were so good at Williams-Sonoma, I'm telling you. Eating a sample from Starbucks, Williams-Sonoma.
Ooh, yummy.
This is awesome. Hey, by the way, I'm on the radio. And by the way, what is your name, by the way?
No, I lost my sunglasses.
You lost your sunglasses. All right, someone lost their sunglasses. Did you hear that?
Yeah, someone lost their sunglasses.
Yeah, someone lost their sunglasses, and, oh, what is Apple Seeds over here? There's an Apple Seeds store, and this looks like a woman's store over here, and I got to get my grandmother something for Christmas, too, so I don't know what to get her.
Some lingerie for Granny, come on.
Yes, yes. Let's see over here. They
something that accentuates the buttocks.
Yes. Oh, there's some workers. Are you the workers of Appleseed, by the way?
Yes.
Yes, you're on the radio, by the way. I'm Derek Shapiro from the Derek Shapiro Radio Show. And how's the holiday season treating you so far?
Absolutely marvelous.
What's your name, by the way?
Joy.
Joy. And a lot of people spending, or just a lot of people looking?
Spending.
Spending. That is awesome. And what would you like to give a shout out to this holiday season?
Would I like to give a shout to?
Yeah.
My mom in Florida.
All right. And she can hear this. This is our internet
radio. Mom.
My producer says hi, Mom. All right. And so right now I'm in Appleseeds. And we're going to get to the number fourth segment of the year. Number fourth segment I had on from Channel 12.
Number four.
In Fox Providence and the mayor of Providence is Karen Adams. And Mayor Cicilline.
On June 15th, we recorded it from the AIDS Project, Rhode Island, 20th annual walkathon. Right now I have Mayor David N. Cicilline, honorary chairperson of the AIDS Walk, and Karen Adams from WPRI Channel 12 in Fox Providence. How are you both doing today?
Great. We're doing very nice. I was just checking out the poster. I see my picture is below the mayor. I don't know. I'm not happy.
Of course, my name is misspelled, so it's, you know.
Oh, no.
Everything's equal.
My name is spelled correctly, but I get bottom billing.
Yes, I see that.
I always make a mistake, you know. I think I made a mistake when Cotty's Brothers came on my show last time, you know. So tell me, you've both been doing this show, this walk for a long time.
We've done a lot of shows. We've taken this show on the road a few times.
No, actually, this is the 20th anniversary of the walk. It continues to be the largest fundraiser for AIDS Project Rhode Island. Karen has been the honorary chair of this walk for 20 years,
probably,
I think.
Probably close to 20 years. I can take you through various walks and where we've walked through the east side and many years.
I remember when I was on the east side of India Point Park.
I was too young 20 years ago to be chair of anything, but.
Well, you're only 25, right?
Exactly.
And Karen, you're only about 35, right? 25?
She was a 15-year-old
chair. I was a child prodigy at that time, youngest anchor woman in the country.
Yeah.
I made that up.
Now tell me.
Test 1-2.
You saw this walk when it was on the east side of Providence. You did it when it started at the train station, you know? Remember the old train station? What walk do you like the best? Do you like the Roger Mills Park walk, or do you like when it was on the east side the best?
Well, the park is really beautiful. This is one of the most beautiful parks in the country, and I think actually it's a great opportunity, in addition to raising money for AIDS Project Rhode Island, raising public awareness about the fight still against HIV and AIDS. It's also a wonderful time to introduce many people to this park. It's amazing the number of people come to the walk who are walking through Roger Williams Park for the first time. So I think it's great here in the park.
Right.
All right, I have an opinion. Oh, how surprising. And I know you're promoting the park. But I remember when we used to start from India Point Park,
yes.
We would stand there, and that hillside was covered with people,
yes.
And teams, and you'd look up, and everybody had a different colored T-shirt representing their team. It was just this beautiful flag of people, and we would walk through the east side, and people made it a day, and I remember we would stop at people's homes and have a little Bloody Mary and walk up, but it was a great day. I mean, people were so involved and so caring about this cause, and to me,
sure.
I feel like, well, it's changed a little bit over the years, and I'm sorry for that because
sure.
It was a wonderful. I mean, it was a wonderful time of being united in one particular
exactly.
cause, and we really everybody cared about each other. But it also was just an incredible day and a lot of fun. It
sure.
was really a lot of fun,
and that's what it was. It was 6 miles back in the day. Remember when it was 6 miles?
It was a long walk, and yeah. I used to be at one of the stops and cutting oranges and pouring
yes.
water. I sliced up my hand. It was terrible.
Now tell me.
Karen's right, actually. You know, as I think back of those walks that started at Indian
sure.
Point Park, it was actually a much longer day. People sort
sure.
of did the walk and then stayed there and hung out and listened to music. And
sure.
Here, I think people come and do the walk and then they sort of are done. So
sure.
it's different.
Now tell me, be honest yeah. with me, both of you. Who walks faster? Did you ever have a contest who could finish faster between the both of you?
Well, no, we haven't actually. But clearly, I'm an athlete.
Really?
Although Karen plays golf, so I don't know. No.
So
I'm like 15, 20 years younger, so I would expect that I would be able to
oh,
run more
quickly.
But I'll let Karen answer that one.
I'm starting war between Karen Adams and the mayor.
We'll go out on the golf course. I will beat you. We'll go on the tennis courts. I will beat you.
I play tennis too.
You name the sport, I will beat you.
Walking is the only thing that I can beat Karen Adams at.
Well, I play tennis too, you know. Now, do you do walking on your off time, you know, and how many miles do you do on your off time?
I actually don't walk, but I run 3 days a week.
Really? And how many miles
minutes.
Do you go?
Oh, I don't know. I do 60 minutes.
And whereabouts do you go?
Gold's Gym.
Gold's Gym?
Yeah.
You don't walk around the neighborhood?
No.
No? Really? Oh, what about you? How many miles?
He cannot be walking around the neighborhood. He's the mayor. Oh. People will be harassing him.
Like
there's
me.
There's a crack in my sidewalk. The trash needs to be picked up.
I don't think that is people harassing me. There would be many opportunities to serve and to provide, you know, high-quality services to residents of my city.
Sure. And how many miles do you walk a day?
Let's see. If I from the newsroom to the studio is about 56 paces. So let me see. I don't know. I'd walk my dog. So we go down to Lincoln Woods. We walk there. That's 2.5 miles around.
Sure,
so,
sure.
The most important thing is we walk for the AIDS Project Rhode Island.
That's good.
Walk for life.
Really, we're off the topic here.
And tell me too. What has been part of the AIDS walks for so long, for you know so many years? What does this mean to you being here for the 20th annual walkathon for so long?
My first involvement with any of the projects, and I guess I think back to remember when we brought the AIDS quilt to Brown University, and it was there, and we all read some names, and we were also given the opportunity to read the names of some people that we had lost personally.
Right.
And it just touched me that day because I had lost some friends that I had known for many years through theater.
Yep.
And so because of that, in their memory forever, I will be involved in this project.
Sure.
Because they were wonderful, wonderful people. And we lost them. And we've lost so many
yes.
incredibly talented people over the years. I never forget that. And that's
sure.
why I'll always be.
Sure.
I think that's right. It's actually a day every year. And obviously when you've lost friends or family members, you remember them throughout the year. But it really is one day, I think, when you sort of recount in your mind all of the wonderful people that have been lost to this terrible disease. It's also a strong reminder that the fight against HIV and AIDS is not anywhere near over, that it
sure.
continues to be a scourge and a public health crisis and the cause of the death of many young people, many old people, men, women, gay, straight, but that it continues to be a serious public health crisis in this country and in this world. And so I think when you've lived with the disease, as we have as a society, when it's been around for so long, people may sort of think, oh, isn't that sort of not an issue anymore? And I think
sure.
the walk is a reminder to people that the work continues, the advocacy continues, the fight continues, because this disease continues to be a scourge on our community.
Sure. Well, I want to thank you for joining
thank
me
you.
Today on Lose Yourself with the Derek Chaperone
Show. I
want
to make one final note that in addition to misspelling my name on the post with Karen Adams, they have described me as a radio personality.
Yes.
Yes, radio personality.
Oh, no,
David.
No, no. That's Tad O'Brien.
Well, you are a personality, though.
Yes,
so
yes.
there you go.
My tellers and personality with Karen.
Well, you could always.
Then you would have been happy.
Exactly.
Well, you could always co-host a show with me anytime you want.
Thank you.
Yes.
Derek, thank you very much
thank
for having
you,
both of us. Thank you.
Thank
it was
you
a pleasure.
Very much.
Thank you.
There's no
just a regular boy trying to take over things. The cars, the reins, no difference between the Jews and chariots of the kings. No difference in the song that he sings besides the keys and the strings. Does the CO see the same sky as being made into bang? And if you hurt me and I don't cry, does that mean I felt nothing? I may not be a wise man, but I know one thing. There's no difference in the next man on the day of reckoning. Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin. Fuck the judges,
you ain't
man.
No different.
We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, they stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, they stayed the same.
Ain't no difference in that man walking the street copping drugs, or that man selling them, riding around with his love, or that kid with no sight, or that girl on a bike between that boy wilding out, or that girl about to fight. Ain't no difference between a man getting life or a baby getting life. They both get put in a pen between the stars and the stripes. Feel like I'm struggling again. Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get to sin. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
Let him without sin cast
first stone. Fuck the judges, man. We all gon' get this in. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same.
It's all the same between my brother and I, my mother and Ty. Game two, angels cried when both of them died. Trapped in a world of pain, holocaust, the slave trade. 40 ounce to guinea rum as long as they stay paid.
There ain't no difference
between that blunt in the store and the hustle with some reefer pitching out his front door. Gotta make that rent due before the rent due. Open up your ears and listen, what I'm saying is true. Fuck the judges, man. We all gonna get this in. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin. Fuck the judges, man. We all gonna get this in. I just wake up, take a breath, and then I let my day begin.
You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same. You said that when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same.
Yeah, money, no, it's no difference, you know. Black or white, we all gonna reach the same place. Mount Zion, see? We all gonna reach there on that day. Fed it, remember, no difference.
You said when the winter came, our lives would change. But baby, when the winter came, things stayed the same.
Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, along with Fed Hill, www.fedhill.com, and rollerzone.com. www.rollerzone.com presents Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show CD soundtrack release party, Saturday, December 15th, tonight, 9 p.m. Tonight, December 15th, 9 p.m. at Tommy's Lounge. Yes, I said Tommy's Lounge, 99 India Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 99 India Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 21 plus, get in for $10. Ages 18 and 20, get in for $15. Benefiting Providence Ronald McDonald House. Again, benefiting Providence Ronald McDonald House. Hosted by me, Derek Shapiro. Headlining from Providence, Rhode Island rap group, Fed Hill. R&B singer, Rolla. From Portland, Maine, rock group, The Bay State. Featuring from Boston, Mass, rappers, Jay Smooth, Octane, and Graphics by Design. From Providence, Rhode Island, Billy Malloy of rock group, A Murderverse. Rappers, Dante Martin and Fliz Emiltix and Mondo. Also, 70s, 80s band, neo-retro band. Appearance by Dave Pezza from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sponsored by Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Also, Fed Hill, www.fedhill.com. And RollerZone, www.rollerzone.com.
All right, Dave. Okay, now
keep it rolling, keep it rolling, bitch.
Okay. So, just leaving apple seeds, of course. You heard the number four segment, Karen Adams. With Mayor Cicilline back in the AIDS walk back in June, of course. It was a nice to sponsor that, by the way. And
quick question.
And yes.
So they had an apple seed store there? Like they sold straight up apple seeds, or did they sell other shit?
No, they sell clothes. They sell clothes and apple seeds. It's awesome. I mean, I was going to offer apples and oranges. You know, but last year they went to the oranges and apple seeds store. But, you know, it's funny because Applebee's is over here too in Garden City. And they don't sell apples over there. They sell, like, food, burgers, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah. Well, I never heard of apple seeds, so I'm just...
Yes, you got to come. Oh, this is a trolley. I want to see if I can get on the trolley. Oh, let me see if I can get on the trolley. They have a Garden City trolley.
What are you, Mr. Rogers?
I'm on the radio.
It's time to come to my neighborhood.
Hi, I'm on the radio. I was wondering if I could ride this trolley a little bit. I'm on the Garden City trolley. How you doing, guys? Yes, and where are we headed to? You go out of the mall, Warwick Mall?
Yeah, the third
thing. They go around the whole mall. Wow, this is awesome. Now, you're on the radio now. Now, do you know who I am?
No,
nope. I'm thinking, you know,
not a single I'm person.
Radio show, you go all flyers, everybody. And how does it feel to be on this trolley over here? Does it feel nice and relaxing?
It's warm. Yeah, I'm going to be a monitor right now. Right now you're going by Hallmark over here, the Providence Diamond, you can get some jewelry for your family, and Body Bath Works, I guess, whatever that is. And this is fun over here, Dave, you know?
Yeah, tons of fun.
Yes, the first time I recorded from a trolley. No, I'm not going to stop you. I'm going to give some flyers to everybody. Who wants some flyers? Yeah, on this show right now, December 15th, the debut is over here. December 15th, and I'm just passing out flyers.
Hey, now, Derek.
I'm in. Yes, Dave.
Don't you feel like good old Mr. Rogers on that trolley?
Yeah, I feel like Mr. Rogers.
You should
think it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Getting weird
now. Won't you be my neighbor? This is fun. This is fun, Dave. Now, some people get off a new foot cream meal. They may be getting away from me. I don't know. Yeah. And this is my radio show over here. That's my artist Roller, who I gave to you. This is that. Okay. Yeah, that. Two different flyers. I'll give you one other flyer, too. This is fun. I gave you one, too. Okay. I'm going to get off over here, Newport Creamy, actually. I got to have some lunch, you know. Now, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, the number three segment of the year, okay, of 2007 on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show. We already played Count Adams and Mayor Cicilline, but now it's number three.
Oh, right, I think I know what it is. Is this the one where you had like chronic diarrhea and you were recording it on the toilet, where you were squinting really hard, going, ugh, that one? Is that the segment?
Yes. No.
I think that would be a very good segment. You should definitely do that one time. Derek Shapiro broadcasting live from the can.
No, and actually, this is a great segment. This is my good friend who's a playwright from Providence, okay, who puts on great plays. I just saw his play. Me and Roller sponsored his play back in November, and it was called Time 13. It was kind of like a serious, funny play about these school students who kind of had drama in the school, and he had a comedy to it. But back in the day, he came to the play, and it was playwright Lenny Schwartz, here on Lose Yourself with the Shapiro Show.
All right, now back here on White Noise Radio after the commercial, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Just remember that. Now, we're up to my next guest. Now, this next guest, okay, we've been childhood friends, okay? I used to go over his house. He used to come to mine. I went to his bar mitzvah. You know, this is the Jewish part now, okay?
Shalom.
Let's go yarmulke on, okay?
Let's do that for the interview, definitely.
Yes, Baruch HaTorah Noyel, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. All right, Preet, let's do the interview.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Let's get the schnapps and the wine, okay?
That's it.
The matzah.
We can get Octane to do a freestyle Jewish prayer or something. That'd be amazing.
Awesome. Yes.
Hey, you know any Hebrew over there? No?
No. We'll teach it before you're done.
Yes. Now, Lenny Schwartz, okay? Now, you're from Cranston, of course.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, a Cranstonian.
Uh-huh.
And you went to Rhode Island College.
I did.
In the same high school I did.
Yes.
Same elementary school, you know.
Oh.
Yes. Uh-huh. We had a lot of the same things, but we didn't wear the same clothes. That's good, no.
Well, we don't want to share that in the air, but no.
No,
yeah.
No.
It was at one time.
Oh, no.
At one time.
No.
Sorry, I just embarrassed his whole family.
Yes.
Octane, whoa. I was kidding.
Now, you went to Rick, okay?
Yes, indeed. Rhode Island College.
Rhode Island College.
Down the road, yeah.
Yes, right down the road.
Uh-huh.
Now, for plays and acting, right?
Yep.
How did you get into acting?
Acting, it was back in high school, actually. Went to Cranston West.
Yes.
One day, someone said to me, hey, I guess I wasn't wearing my glasses, and someone said, hey, you'd be perfect for this role.
Really?
Because I used to squint, and he said, well, it was for Anything Goes, actually, the play Anything Goes. And
really?
Yeah, he said, be on stage, and I was cast as a Chinese guy, actually.
A Chinese guy?
Yeah, mostly because I squinted. It was Ching, I don't know if you ever seen the play Ching and Ling.
No.
Yeah, that was me, yep.
Really? Ching and Ling?
Yeah, that was my big start, actually.
Let's take off your glasses for a second. Let me see this. Okay. I want an egg roll. What's your response? What's your response?
Maybe a fortune cookie.
That's your response?
Maybe, who knows?
But do it in a Chinese voice.
Well, I can't.
You can't do that in Chinese
voice? I try.
You try, okay.
But then it cast me in some other shows, and that's how I originally started out, acting and stuff.
Really?
It was, you know, I liked acting through high school. Then I went to college, and then got cast in some shows there. And Mother, Courage, and Her Children, played Swiss Cheese. I always get the odd kind of roles, and like, you know, like the quirky character roles.
Really?
But it was good, though. It was fun stuff. But then I just stopped doing acting. teaching. I just got into writing and started taking a math class, actually, because I failed algebra too. I don't want to say that on the air, but if my teacher's listening out there, look what I've become. No,
yes.
We went along and I started writing and was during the math class. I started writing a script because I was bored and
sure.
That was during a summer class and then at the end of the class I had an A and I had a play. So then I just went from there. So yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now I remember like going over your house and there were a lot of comic books every place. I remember you couldn't even sleep in your room. You couldn't sleep in your room, and you had to sleep on the couch because there was so many comic
books. That's actually true. I actually had a bed full of comic books, actually.
Yes.
Women loved it.
Really?
Yes, they did.
Yes, because you get to sleep on the comic books, right?
Get to sleep on the comic books. Thank yes. you.
Yes. Now, do you still love comic books? Do you still have those collections?
You should see my house.
Really?
I have boxes and boxes. When we got married... I brought my entire comic book collection over.
Really?
Basically, yeah.
So you have your wife in the studio, Sarah,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Sarah, come to the Derek Shapiro Show. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Oh, fabulous.
Yes. And tell me about what is it like living with the comic books?
We had to order the industrial size shoehorn, and after that, to get around the house. But I would say that the mass media that one playwright produces. Fills up 90% of our house.
So. Really?
Yes. I.
we have a dog in the studio. David Pezza, my producer, trying to get the dog away. I'm sorry about that. But go ahead.
As Rambo, he seems to like me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Lamb chops.
Yes. Okay, yes. But go ahead, yeah.
But one of the things, marrying someone of a creative nature, the media have to have a lot of things for research around the house, and of course, that means you have to search for everything else around the house.
Yes. Now, honestly, I'm going to ask you this question. What is it better living with, the comic books or Lenny?
No comment. No. The man is definitely better than the myth. I love him. The collections are just an added benefit.
Yes. Now, I have a question. Would you ever write a comic book play?
Actually, I have, actually. I actually, so a couple of my shows, actually... I like to think they're comic book oriented, so we actually did a show called Kung Fu Babies, which is actually about comic books, actually.
Really?
And it was a blending of comic books and kung fu movies, actually. It was pretty
really?
Cool. And theater, of course. So it was like people getting tossed around the stage. The one I'm presently doing, actually, Barry Weintraub, Man of Tomorrow. I don't know if you know what a comic book graphic novel is.
No.
It's a comic book graphic novel. Is you guys know what that is? It's like a compilation of it's like a story put together in like a book format.
Yeah.
And I like to think of that like the comic books on stage kind of thing. It was pretty
okay.
cool. So yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff. So.
And when was the comic book play out?
The Kung Fu Babies. We did it twice. We did it in 2002 and last spring in 2005, actually.
And where do you usually do your plays?
We actually have it at Bell Street Chapel, 5 Bell Street, Providence, Rhode Island. Actually, it's right off Broadway. Actually,
I thought you're doing two plays. You used to do it at Rick too.
We usually rehearse at Rick. We usually have auditions at Rick, and then I used to do when I was in college. I did some of my shows at Rick.
Okay.
I did like 2 or 3 shows there, and then after that we started our own theater company. I think our first show was actually the Scarecrow.
Scarecrow. Yes. I want to ask you about that too.
Sure.
But first we're gonna play a song. Okay.
Sure. And is it one of my songs?
No.
Is my bar mitzvah song? No.
It's your bar mitzvah. No. It's actually my wife, Rolla. We're going to debut her new song now. And it's called Love Jones off of her mixtape Obstacles Now.
join me, Derek Shapiro, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join me for episode number 21. Yes, I said 21 next month, January 15th. January 15th at 8 p.m. debuting with rap group Meal Ticket back on here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And for the first time, rock group Alter Ego from Providence, Rhode Island, as well as featuring Phony Calls. Join me, Derek Shapiro, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode number 21. Now it's legal to drink. Reality Resource Music Management and Ambitious Records presents The Roller Zone. www.rollerzone.com. Hear hits such as I'm Gonna Love You and Love Jones and No Difference. Yes, rollerzone.com. White Noise / Jay Rhythm Radio on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Wants to make you get drunk, huh?
Okay, we're good. We're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Now, I'm actually in my family store. I don't know if you know this, but my mom's first cousin owns this store named Betsy, okay?
Betsy.
And I'm in Tolchinsky Furs, and my mother's maiden name is Tolchinsky, okay? And you ever hear of Tolchinsky Furs in Garden City?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, it's the biggest fur place over here. My family's not here. They probably know I was coming. I don't know.
Give me some nice leopard skins if you could.
Yeah, this is funny enough. My daughter's name is London, but Betsy, who owns this place over here, Tolchinsky Furs, her granddaughter's name is Paris. So there's a Paris and London in the same family over here that I have. So everyone wants to get a nice fur, go to my cousin's place, Tolchinsky Furs, of course, okay?
And I have a cousin named San Francisco, and then there's my aunt. Then I have a cousin named San Francisco, and then there's my uncle Miami, and then, my other cousin, you know, Dubai. He's kind of gay, though.
There's no work over here. What is your name, by the way?
Alyssa.
Your name is Alyssa, and you're from Cranston?
Yeah.
And how does it feel to work for Tolchinsky Furs? Did you know I'm a Tolchinsky by blood, you know what I'm saying? Because Betsy is my mom's first cousin, of course, you know. And Paris is, of course, Betsy's granddaughter. I have a daughter in London, so the London, Paris, and same family. I was just telling my producer this, you know. But this is my radio show. Y'all Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show right now. Not live. It's December 15th. Episode number 20. So you can tell Betsy that. So I'm giving it for Tolchinsky Furs, okay? And, Dave?
Yeah?
We're going to go to the number two segment of the year, okay?
Yeah.
The two segment of the year is Phony Calls. Thank you very much, Alyssa. Yes. And the number two segment of the year is I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. It was this funny Phony Calls I did. Back when I first recorded the show with you. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
It was on my brother-in-law, Roller's brother, okay, Jay Rhythm, okay, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Show.
Okay.
Don't go making phony calls. Please stick to the 7-digit numbers you're used to. I know that you think it's funny driving folks right up the wall.
I'm trying to play this joke in J Rhythm when I'm losing some of the Derek Shapiro Show. It's dialing now.
Hello?
Hello, is this J Rhythm?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Mark from Salabar, the group Salabar from Connecticut. How are you?
Doing good.
Yes, I heard a lot about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I wanted to know if you would like to record us in your studio. We need a recording, and I heard your studio is very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a regular basement studio. I mean,
because I'm the lead singer and I have drums. Do you have drums? Do you have like a guitar?
Yeah, I have a startup drum set. I don't know what you need. You know.
Oh, I need a lot. I need a lot. So you know, do you have like a beer so I could drink? Because I like to drink when I'm recording.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd have to bring that yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, what about pot?
Pot?
Yes, I smoke pot when I'm recording.
I mean, it don't matter to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever you have to do.
So I can smoke recording in your studio? You don't mind?
Nah, everybody does it. So.
You too?
Nah, not me.
Oh, okay, that's good.
All the artists and stuff, you know?
All right, so how much do you charge?
Well, it depends on the work that you want to get done, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, like, what is it? Do you, like, you already have your music and all that stuff?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I mean, do you charge, like, $10 an hour?
So, like, depending, like, the max I'll go is 50 an hour, but depending, like, it's usually about, like, 30 an hour.
Okay. Can you pick us up? Hello?
Yeah, can I pick you up? No, you would have to find a way there yourself.
Okay, where are you located?
Right now at the studio, like, I'm transferring things right now, so, like, this would be, like, kind of a bad time, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Jay Rhythm?
Yes.
Someone gave me your phone number. You know who it is?
Who?
Hello, this is Jay. Hello, this is Derek. How are you? This is a joke. Phony calls. My new segment on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Did you actually think it was Mark from Salabon?
Wow. Hey, I don't even know who he is.
You actually thought it was? You didn't know it was me?
No.
All right. Yeah, my first prank phone call. My producer again, my normal producer of the Derek Shapiro Show, Jay Rhythm. Thank you, Jay Rhythm. Are you tired from last night's show?
Yeah, how'd your show go last night?
It was decent. It was decent.
That's awesome. All right.
Now, the number two song of the year is, okay, we just heard the number two segment of the year. The number two song, okay, is by a woman that I still have to get a Christmas gift for. Who do you think that is?
Rola?
Yes, and I still am picking out a gift. And this number two segment, she was great. She had a great year this year. You know, she played Apollo back in November. She was supposed to open up for Mario, by the way, but that show has been postponed to January 5th. So that still is going to be happening. Mario and Trey Songz, and that was going to be at the Apollo January 5th. That was supposed to happen November 17th. But she had another show at the Apollo November 21st. But here is Rola with Love Jones here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com.
She's cool.